Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you care. Let me know I'm not wasting this air. I wanna last forever. And maybe another day. I need to know you're with me. That we're on the same page.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. Join our Discord if you would like to give us movie suggestions. It's actually a very good time to do that because your movie is coming up this week. So shoot us your movie suggestions in our Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord. We will get those suggestions, make a poll question, and then you can vote on it because we're a democracy in the Sports Brewery Discord or something like that. We do our sports podcast every Thursday live on twitch.tv/TSBpod. Ski does his pack opening and picks podcast every Tuesday. That's all going to be fucked up this week because it's Thanksgiving week and we're still trying to figure out when we're going to do that and how we're going to do that. So you'll know when we know when those are going
to
happen.
That's why you join the Discord if you want to stay up to date.
Going to give you updates right in there. And if you miss those, by the way, I do post them on YouTube, all of those. This podcast does not go on YouTube. This is audio only, which makes sense for a movie podcast, right?
Yeah, it's an audio medium.
Okay. Yep. I get it. So, yes, watch those on YouTube if you miss them live. Our movie this week is my movie. And it's a movie I've been wanting to watch for a couple years now. It is Sisu. It is on Hulu. Came out in 2022. It has a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.6 on IMDb, and an 82 on Metacritic. I expected this movie to not be in English.
Yeah, right. It is a Finnish movie with Finnish actors. So, yeah, it's...
There are no recognizable actors in this movie. You have never heard of any of them. When I remember like a few weeks ago, last time it was my movie, I think I was like, I gave you guys options. I was like, all right, it's either going to be this one or a foreign language subtitle movie. And you chose the other one because, you know, for obvious reasons, because you guys are racist and don't like other cultures. But this was that movie. I expected it to be subtitles, and it wasn't. So
yeah. I've already seen this movie too. So yeah, that was
perfect. So you didn't have to watch it then.
I rewatched it because why
like
wouldn't
it?
Yes.
Okay.
But also, so a good note on these are just all rando Finnish actors in this. A new Sisu 2 comes out, I believe.
It came out a few days ago.
Came out on Friday.
Yeah.
But that has Stephen Lang in it. So they must have got a little budget bump and a little more cred to get a known actor to go in the sequel to this.
Stephen Lang's kind of a badass, too. Like, I'm very interested to see.
I know King loves him from the Blue Man movies.
No Stephen Dorff, but whatever.
Who is, as we've established on this podcast. That's one of my favorite moments of our movie podcast is talking about how great Stephen Dorff was, then going through his IMDb and realizing that he had
Blade. Good. Was that Blade 2?
That was Blade 3, I'm pretty sure.
Was it Blade 3? Yeah, Blade 3. The True Detective series, and that kind of ran out of steam after that.
That was it.
The True Detective series threw us off. Yeah.
And also,
it was
like e-cigarette ads. That's high on his cred list.
Like, man, he made such a big comeback with True Detectives. No, that was a come up. Like, he hadn't done anything. So funny. Yeah. All right, where were we? Okay, so I'll go through the cast, I guess.
Doesn't matter, but yeah.
Yeah, Jorma Tomilla played Atami. Axel Henny played Bruno. He was like the lead Nazi, the Nazi
We
like
don't
general
talk
or
about
whatever.
him.
Yeah, we don't talk about Bruno. Jack Doolan played Wolf. Mimosa Willamo played Ino. Her name's Mimosa. Like what?
I know.
Yo. That,
I know.
She, yeah,
I know.
That's who she played. I know.
Who's up first?
Oni Tomila played Shutsa. So yeah, I mean, whatever. Like yes. Again, so the main guy is in the second one too. So maybe he's about to become a thing. Who knows? You know,
well,
every
you don't know.
every once in a while, there is a foreign language actor who hits it big and then becomes sort of this like.
It's not going to be this guy. He says five words, and it's at the very end of the movie. He's not in this for his.
No.
He's only in this for his look.
He's
He
not going to be
the
he's not going to be a
perfect part.
Star, but he's going to cross over and be in like American action movies
he,
as like a
he's the only
villain.
one. He didn't speak English. Everyone else was English. They got to him and
he
like,
didn't
oh
talk.
shit.
Yeah.
He finally says words and it's in Finnish.
That's true.
The
That's a
only
good
time
point.
It was subtitled.
That's a good
was
point.
When the lead actor
Okay.
decides to
Okay.
speak.
Question on that though. It wouldn't make sense for him to speak English, for his character to speak English.
The other Finnish people are speaking English.
They
To
are,
him. To
but
him.
He's like their Baba Yaga. You know what I mean? Like to quote John Wick, he's their Baba Yaga. He's like their legend. He's the Finnish legend. Nowhere else. He is like the Finland god, right? The Nazi killer. Like his family was killed. He is all about revenge. He doesn't give a fuck about anybody else. He's all about the homeland. You know what I mean?
I'm
He
guessing.
can't be speaking English.
So his whole backstory, I'm guessing, is so there is a guy during World War II.
Definitely a guy.
That they called him the White Death. His name was like, I guess, some Finnish name, but he was a sniper. And they said he had 500 confirmed kills in like a 3 or 4 month period fighting the Ruskies
And this
in
is real?
Finland.
Or this
This
is a movie?
is real.
Real, yeah.
But
Because
again,
it very much sounds like it's based on that. Yeah.
Like I also didn't know. So I did some research after this because I have watched a bunch of things on World War II.
Yeah.
They rarely talk about Finland in it. So Finland was fighting the Soviets.
Yep.
And they teamed up with the Nazis. They teamed up with the Nazis to fight the Soviets. And then that's because I didn't know, like, the whole plot to this movie was the Nazis are fleeing Finland and just causing destruction on their way out.
On
I
their
was like,
way
oh,
out,
that
yeah, because
I
like
didn't know that.
the war is
Yeah.
basically
So,
ending, and they're like on their way out, trying to take as much as they can, basically. Yeah.
So apparently, that's a real thing that happened, but it wasn't even the war was ending. It was the Finland and the Soviets came to an armistice, and part of the deal was is that they had to drive the Nazis out of Finland because they were teaming up with the Nazis at the time. So yeah, at least I learned something from this movie.
Learn some actual history.
Some real history things.
So,
yeah.
I actually think the guy you mentioned is what the story was based on, because the writer and director said he based it on that, which I didn't look into, but it sounds like you did. So he based it
I've
on
known about it. Yeah,
he based it on that and First Blood. Like those
and
were his
First Blood. Yeah.
inspirations. Yep, First Blood and that were his inspirations for this movie. Which, yeah, I could see it.
Now, I'm sure the White Death real person is just pure Finnish propaganda. There's no way this guy is just plinking fucking like it was some like 7 Ruskies he shot a day in like a 3 month period.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't believe you. And then he got his face blown off and he lived. So I was like, yeah, I don't buy you, Finland. I don't buy what you're selling, Finland.
Spinning a tail.
Oh yeah.
Finish
You don't even
tail.
You don't even exist.
You need to finish lying to me, Finland. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, have you guys seen that conspiracy that Finland doesn't exist? It's not a real.
No.
It's not. Not only is it not a real country, it's not even a real landmass there. It's just ocean. That is a real conspiracy theory from
people.
I
love that.
Yes.
I kind of love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I got to go discover Finland, I guess.
Yeah.
I got to be the one. Yeah. Let's see. Written and directed by Jalmari Helander, who is known for, yeah, I can't read that. Yeah, not really anything. Yeah. Oh,
I'm
so
guessing some Finnish things.
he made a 2014 Samuel L. Jackson movie called Big Game, where Sam Jackson was like the president, and he get at Big Game. He's like being hunted. So he
Surviving the game.
wrote and directed that, and also wrote and directed the sequel to this movie, and that's pretty much it. So we'll see if the sequel to this is good. Maybe that'll be my next pick. So it's again, we mentioned it, 1944, end of World War II, the Nazis essentially burning their way through Finland. This guy who was like a legend and killer is he's sort of like he's like, all right, I'm done. And his whole thing is he's just going into the countryside with his horse and his dog, and he's searching for gold. And he fucking finds it. Like the biggest
Early's gold.
Is that what the sequel's called? The
Yeah,
legend
yeah. The legend, though.
Sisu 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold.
They just digitally AI Jack Palance in there somehow.
Dude, that cast Stephen Lang, Jack
Jack
Palance.
Palance.
Come on. Sisu.
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 He found
Always
my
trying to
gold.
get my gold.
He found my gold. Oh shit.
Yeah, that was a it, it very it's an interesting like what 15 to 20 minutes of just him. He's dug these just massive holes searching for we don't know why he thinks there's gold
Well,
there.
no, we do. We do. Because he was searching in the river. He was like
That's where you're
sifting.
supposed to.
Well, no,
Yeah,
he was
but I
sifting and he found a little piece and he's like, okay, well, this gold came from somewhere. And so he went up and started digging holes,
Yeah,
trying to
but
find where it came from.
usually the old fucking
Blow it up.
panhandler guys would keep you if you find it in the river, you keep sifting the river for it, not going inland to dig massive holes.
I think they would. They would blow it up with dynamite, I think is what they would use to do in the Wild West. I'm pretty sure. But this guy didn't have
This
dynamite,
guy just had a pickaxe. Which he sure did.
Is panhandler like one of the words that we have completely changed from its original thing?
Yeah, I guess because
That makes
Oklahoma and
sense.
the tech, they stole
Because
that for the panhandle.
I
That's.
remember seeing shirts in the 90s of panhandlers with 49ers on it, you know? And now we hear that and it's just like, it's fucking losers.
Yeah, people asking for money, holding out their
Let's
plates,
spit on them. They don't have
holding out their
houses.
coffers.
Well, you got to bring back panhandling to being like a hard worker.
There you go. A man of the
Because
land.
panhandling for gold is fucking tough work.
It is tough work. Didn't seem sustainable.
No, it's.
It did for Sisu for like 5 minutes, and then really wasn't
Well,
sustainable quickly.
apparently you need to be fucking panhandling up in fucking Lapland, wherever the fuck that is. It's like the most northern part where people exist, maybe.
The North
I think.
Pole?
Where people exist. Like where people currently live.
Yeah.
I think that's. It's like,
Okay.
at least in Finland. I think that's the whole thing.
They
It's like.
got gold up there?
I don't know. I get. Apparently.
And then
Got
there are
Curly's
hills?
gold. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, he finds a whole shit ton of gold and like breaks it down and puts it in his sack and carries it on his little horse and comes across some Nazis, and the Nazis are like, "Oh, this fucker's got gold." And they
It works for a story. We all know Nazis and gold kind of go
We
hand in
sure do.
hand. So it's
On their
the story
way.
tracks.
It sure does. On their way out of World War II, hoarding treasure and gold and art and hiding it in Argentina.
And then I don't remember them really keeping sex slaves. Usually I thought they just murdered everyone instead of taking the
Yeah, you know,
girls back with them.
that is a
That's
point. Like, I don't remember any history of Nazis like raping and pillaging so much as like and
the
pillaging.
fucking Finnish, the Vikings. That's what they're known for. They would rape and pillage all over the place.
I mean, that's like 500 years before, but
I still don't trust those Finnish fully. The Swedes, the Norwegians,
well,
I never
you
fully.
don't think they
No, I
exist.
think the Swedes are fine.
You
The
think the
Swedes are in.
Swedes? You think they were the soft Vikings that stayed behind, not raping and pillaging?
Yes,
But
they were the Kirk Cousins of the
the
Vikings.
Finnish for sure though were out. You want to live on that fucking wasteland, the tundra where they were living? No, you want to
No.
head south and yeah, exactly.
The Finnish and the Norwegians, like Norway for sure,
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
where do you think the inspiration for Mortal Kombat's like final tagline was? Finish
Finish
him.
him. Yeah.
That's it. That's
Fucking
it.
those
Yeah.
fucking fins.
Yeah.
I
Again,
ski
everything
I
goes back to Peter Forsberg.
always always goes back to Peter Forsberg.
Always.
I kind of appreciate that your takeaway from this movie is that Finnish people are evil, Ski. Like
I didn't say they're evil. I just say I don't fully trust them.
I wouldn't
It's in their blood. You can't fully trust them.
I don't think the average person would have watched Sisu and came away from it and being like, I just can't trust those Finns, you know?
Read, because this is timely for it. Read some of the stories about the Finns fighting the Soviets in World War II. There, fucking bloodthirsty people, the Finnish. Fucking murder hungry.
How about that?
Watch out for them.
Well, that's where this movie got inspired from.
Yep.
This guy with his fucking pickaxe running through Nazis. And
In it, in a fully believable movie, also. Everything in
no,
this movie is very
I think
believable.
that's what makes the movie okay, is the fact that it's so over the top
Yeah,
and
I know. And
unrealistic that,
that's
like,
honestly why I love it, because this is just an 80s action movie
pretty much.
set down for
Yeah, and so let's run through them. Like, what are some of your favorite deaths in this? Because I'll start. Like, one of the first ones that happens to the Nazis is one of my favorites in the entire movie. It's when they're going through like the mines, like where they leave the mines or whatever, and he gets hurt himself, and essentially there's smoke everywhere, so they can't see him. And so the general starts sending his soldiers to like look for him and walk through the minefield. He fucking throws a
Frisbee,
mine,
Frisbee wants that.
frisbees a mine, and it hits dude in the head and it explodes. That is fucking phenomenal. That is cinema.
I believe those mines were just like famously known to like any kind of
Hair trigger.
you look at it and it explodes, but he
Yes,
could pick it up and fling it at
you're
you.
in the general vicinity. That shit's gonna explode. That was the point. Yeah, but he th frisbee throws it and hits dude in the dome. All right, how about you guys? Favorite kills
Mine
in this movie?
is again, what's his name? Itami? Atami?
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 I think so.
Atami? When he's like slitting the throats underwater and uses the escaping oxygen
To get air, yeah,
to get
fantastic.
air. That's great.
Fuck
Great.
me, that's one of the
I don't
coolest
know
things
if
I've
that's a
ever
real
seen.
thing that can happen, but that's great.
It's
It's so cool.
there's got to be some air left in your lungs that you could siphon
Some
off of a
science,
body.
yeah.
Yeah, there's some
But
science backing
there's
that.
probably a lot of blood you're ingesting as well.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it did. The water did look like a Jaws kill, like after he did it too. Like it was like bubbling because the oxygen was also coming out of the throat, so it was like a bubbling, curdling blood. Perfect. How about you, Ski?
I guess mine doesn't count because the guy was already dead,
Sure.
but it was the just like crashing the plane and surviving.
Expect one of us to go down with the wreckage,
I
brother.
was trying to remember because this is the second time I
Perfect.
watched through. I don't know what happened to the plane. Did he accidentally shoot one of the engines when he was kamikazing on the motorcycle at the plane? Because the Russian and the German guy, they were trying to flee, and all of a sudden the plane just stops working like 5 minutes into their trip.
He was fight. Yes, the plane, like, yes, the plane just stopped working,
It just stopped
basically.
working, right? Yeah.
Yes,
I was
like
like, huh.
the engine started going out, and he was
Yeah.
like looking for a parachute, couldn't find one, strapped
Perhaps.
himself to the back, and is like, all right, fuck it. Holding on to his gold, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Anyway, that
Perfect.
was what, like
Plane
two?
straight crashes, like face down into the ground, like he is dead as
What was that,
hell.
like two weeks ago, that FedEx plane that crashed and exploded? I was like, and that was like just taking off. This thing was mid-flight, like torpedoing to the earth.
Yeah, very classic plane crash.
Well, maybe you survive that when you go into like the Lapland bogs. Maybe it's so viscous that you just like absorbs
Great
all,
word.
it just
Great
absorbs
word.
all the impact. I don't know.
So in a
Finland.
very quick diversion, that FedEx footage of the plane that crashed shows me if you're in a plane and it crashes, you're just gonna die. Then got up like 40 feet, no chance. Everyone died. Like just
At least the good news is usually it's like quick, instant fireball death, which is
sure,
good.
yeah.
Dude.
It's funny, like last year I was telling Erica, I was like, I don't like flying, enjoy it. I've come to peace that like if it goes down, there's gonna be at most like 90 seconds of terror, and then you're just dead. So make the most of those 90 seconds. Kiss someone, grab a tit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
I was gonna say, Brian, do you whip it out? Can
stick a
you?
finger in there. You know what I mean?
It's
Like,
classic. You it's the same. It's a tale as old as time. You whip it out. You just you know
that's talk about pressure, like performance pressure. You got 90 seconds to get hard.
yeah, I couldn't get hard
No,
from those guys.
no
Not
way.
a chance.
Plus, you're plummeting, so all the blood should be shooting high up into your head on top of it. So it's.
Hold on, babe. Let me stand upside down. Let me slurp at the G forces.
I mean, where's Mythbusters? I need Mythbusters to come back and just prove if you could actually get an erection as the plane is plummeting.
The pressure.
The
Yeah.
pressure, yeah.
I can't get an erection on the best of days. Like, you think I'm gonna do it on a plane that's crashing?
That's why you our sponsor for this podcast, Blue Chew. You want to get hard on your plane? Blue Chew. Yeah.
Row.com.
You gotta come prepared,
Yep.
so to speak. Yep. Gross. So he did crash in a bog
Yep.
and was seemingly like, so yeah, I know I'm trying to make it
But
like
no,
logical
but
sense.
the all
No,
right,
no, no,
sure.
no, no, no.
No.
Crashes a plane in the bog and then just like
That's fine.
emerges from the bog. Like it's
Yeah.
fucking yeah. Like he's like
Swampland
he's
happened.
like it's
Yeah.
Apocalypse
Swamp
Now or
Thing.
something. Like
Yeah. But and you know what? Guess what? I'll believe that. But we're supposed to believe that somehow after he crashes, he knows exactly where the airfield was, where he left that motorcycle and his dog somehow found both to get to the gold exchange, wherever the fuck he ended up at the very end. And he's got the best internal GPS.
Yes.
He doesn't feel pain. He's immortal. He doesn't die. We
Correct.
know that.
That's literally his nickname, is the
Yeah, the
immortal. Yep.
immortal. I mean, he can't hang him.
No.
Can't drown him. How the fuck
No.
you kill? You can't kill him.
You can't. That's the point. Yeah. I'm curious like what happens in the sequel? Because
Apparently,
like
there. So
because
it's
he's
called.
well, well, if
Because
he can't
he's.
kill him, he'll run for the 48th president of
This
the
is what
United
I'm
States.
saying. Suddenly,
God.
he has a shit ton of gold. He's like a billionaire now. So does he just, I mean.
Well, the name of the movie is Sisu, Road to Revenge. It says, returning to his house where his family was brutally murdered during the war, the man who refuses to die dismantles it, loads it on a truck, and is determined to rebuild it somewhere safe in their honor. When the Red Army commander who killed his family, Stephen Lang, comes back hell-bent on finishing the job, a relentless eye-popping cross-country chase ensues, a fight to the death.
With a house?
With that, he's got like, yeah, this is he's inventing, like whatever, little homes, miniature houses.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
throwing his old little house on a flatbed and driving that thing off.
I gotta see this movie. I gotta
Yeah.
say, that sounds pretty great. I gotta say, like I'm in. I'm in. But again, like you're to your point, and his dog is a genius. Like it's weird because he's kind of not a genius too, because there's a scene where he just like sort of the Germans are looking for him, and the dog just sort of sidles up to him. And I was like, oh hey Germans, what's going on? Are you looking for my owner? He's right over there. But also he runs away and sort of hides out, and then seems to find his way back to him all the time. So I don't know. I couldn't get a fix on that dog. You know what? Realistic
finished dog.
dog.
It's a finished dog. I don't
Realistic
trust it.
dog. Dogs are dumb as shit,
I don't
but
trust
also
that
like
dog
they can
either.
do some smart things sometimes. Hit or miss. He's a hit or miss dog. We all got hit or miss dogs.
I did bring up, I thought this movie felt very like an 80s action movie.
It did.
I mean, you don't care about the dialogue. The main character doesn't even speak, but it kind of cemented it even more. Maybe even a late 70s movie with when they're in like their column with the tank and the truck that has all the Nazis in it, and then the truck that has all the women in it.
Oh yeah.
The fucking guys on the motorbikes, it's just classic 70s shit. Like, was that one of our guys that just died right there? Oh, was that another one? It's like no one saw any guy get thrown out or killed or mowed down. It's like
He's like,
everyone just
was that
oblivious.
Bill?
He got run over by the fucking tank tracks, like smushed.
What do they think?
No
There's
one's
just like there's a bunch of random Nazis that just got run over along this road.
Was that Bill?
That couldn't be. Nah.
In classic fashion too, he gets knocked off the tank with the second in command, and the two Nazis roll up on the motorcycle. There's a fucking like heavy machine gun on the front of that sidecar. Why do you get off and have your little smaller machine guns when you could just light him up with your big machine gun?
And the scene where they run away as well.
Yeah.
It's like you just shoot him. Like
Yeah, just
just
shoot.
shoot him.
And
Like you're right
we
there.
are to
You got
believe that the gaggle of women murdered those two fleeing Nazis as well.
Oh yeah. They were strapped. Damn,
That
you're
was
damn right.
that was like, maybe if there was, I'm not sure if there was actual theatrical release for this or not.
Oh yeah, so $6 million budget made 14.3 million in the box office. So yeah.
But that was like the when they showed the like five or six women coming out of the fucking mist, fog, smoke, and they all had their guns. I was like, oh, that's a trailer cut right there, man.
Sure is.
That's for the trailer.
Goddamn right. Broads with machine guns walking out of smoke. It's perfect. Yeah, dude. The scene where they rolled up and like emptied their clips into the truck of soldiers, classic.
No
That's
one, still no one had any. The driver didn't know.
nope,
Tank
didn't
guy
hear
right
it.
behind him didn't
Nope.
know.
Hey, dude, those trucks are fucking loud. So I don't know. Clearly, not a truck guy over here. This guy driving around in his Mazda Miata has no idea what it's like. That life is like. I think you're just gonna be able to hear gunshots while you're driving around in a truck like that.
Don't know. Usually, I mean, German automotive craftsmanship's usually pretty good. You think they would
So,
have some quieter trucks?
Mimosa, so she's that good at shooting. Like, how'd she get caught? That's my question. How'd she get caught? Like, she by the way, she's driving a truck with one hand, shoots dude in the dome, like from one car to another car moving. That's a tough shot. She knows how to handle herself. So I'm just like, I don't know.
Bad news, she is not in the second one.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I need a army of Finnish female soldiers created by her, but like they're like ninjas, you know what I mean? Like they're like the secret spooky
They're
like
like
female sect. I don't know, dude.
the what was it? The
Spooky.
la resistance
I
in
don't know what I'm
French.
saying.
The
Yeah.
in the French during World War II,
No, I think they have to
no,
be elevated above spooky.
yeah,
Spooky is just kind of cute. Like, oh, that was spooky.
like cat, like Casper,
Yes,
Casper,
oh yeah.
yes, exactly. They're exactly like Casper. I always, whenever I hear spooky, I always think of the 30 Rock thing, the werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Fucking Tracy Morgan.
You know, I'm not gonna. I was never a huge fan of 30 Rock.
Yeah, you're wrong. Every episode
I
is
just,
great.
yeah,
Every
I
single
liked it.
episode.
Yeah, very good.
Every single episode was great. I'd
Big
like
fan of.
there aren't a lot of shows that can say that. Like 30 Rock is like the show, as far as I'm concerned.
I like Tracy Morgan too. I did not find his. Hey, it's the love Tracy Morgan. That's all his
That
character was in it.
was the joke. That was
I
the
know,
bit.
but
That is
I
the
didn't find it
character.
funny. I didn't find it funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Alec
what's your
Baldwin's
problem with
great
Liz
in that.
Lemon? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
You
I
gonna
don't
say
know.
Alec Baldwin's not a good shooter?
Great shooter.
Actor, I mean.
It's great. Not a great act, great shooter.
Not a great actor.
Not a great actor.
Whoa.
Come on.
He's one for one on shots. I mean, he's better than the fucking White Death out here. He's got 100% kill rate. He should be the new Sisu at this point.
He'll be in the third. He'll be in the third one
The
because.
third one.
So the director writer did say he's like, I don't have plans for a trilogy. Like right now, I'm like fine with the movie ending with the second or with the series ending with the second one. But he's like, never say never,
Well, I just came
which
up with it right
means
now. So,
they
which
throw
means
enough
there'll be
money
a
at him.
third.
Which means they throw
So
enough money at him, he'll make it. Yeah.
this is
Yeah.
WW2. Fought the Nazis. He's gonna fight the Soviets. Number three, he's gonna have to find his way like to Japan, and he's fighting the samurais
The
on
Japans.
because he's gonna have to land in Japan and one man Rambo it in Japan.
Is it an age thing where I mean, it can't be an age thing, but like, I find fighting the Soviets just boring.
Yeah,
I think that's
they
like,
just they just throw
it's like
numbers
the
at you.
Rocky, yeah,
Yeah.
it's like the Rocky thing, I think. I don't know. But you throw some Nazis at me, like World War II stuff, and I'm like, yeah, kick their ass.
Well,
Soviets, like, eh.
that's because he
Yeah,
I
Sean Connery took him down in a submarine. We're fine.
that's because the Nazis use like strategy and actually like use their brains to fight. I mean, they
This
created
guy giving Hitler credit?
they
What are you
created the
doing?
Blitzkrieg. You know what the Ruskies did? They threw like 20 million people at you and are like, we're good if 19 million of these 20 million just die.
Well, isn't
That
that how
that's
the Viet Cong beat us too?
the
Like, in
VC.
fairness, the
That
VC. Well,
does sound
VC.
like war
No, the
ski.
VC were sneaky. The VC were smart too. They had their underground tunnels.
Oh, those traps,
No, yeah, they had their fucking
that's a
tiger
whole different
traps.
pod, but those traps,
Yeah,
holy shit.
they use their
That
brain.
shit
That's
looks
why
awful.
I
Fair
agree with
enough.
you.
You
Russians are
win. You
boring. Russians are
win
boring.
that point.
They're
Yeah.
boring.
And
Yeah, they're
another
boring.
element to that is we grew up during the Red Scare era, and so all of our fucking movies were about the Russians being bad guys.
But they never made him like the smart bad guys. Like I said, they just made him the
So
big. Here's the
easy
big
to
dumb
beat.
scary Ruski. Yeah.
So easy to beat. Yeah. And I
Until the
rem
2016 election.
Yep.
I was gonna say, like, we've talked about this before too, where it's like I remember there was a Mission Impossible movie that I like fucking scoffed at. I was like, the Russians were the main bad guys, and I was like, Jesus fuck, the Russians again, really?
Again.
And then sure enough, like in real life, the Russians are the bad guys again. And I was like, okay, shit. Fair enough, TC. You know what? Who am I to talk down on Tom Cruise and anything he does in a movie? Like, fair enough, guys.
I mean, yeah, the Ruskies have minimal W's. I mean, they
They
got
didn't
one, I
lose
guess.
any.
Rocky IV killed. They got Apollo at least. They got one win in under their belt.
And the 2016 election.
Yeah.
That was a pretty big one. Okay, any other takes on this movie before we grade it?
It was kind of just the perfect
They also
level of.
beat the Americans in the 72 Olympics. Just
Oh, not saw 72. Damn.
yeah.
So
Easy win a whole
last line in
bunch.
this movie, by the way, big bills, please.
Be lighter than.
Won't be so damn heavy to carry. That's what
Yeah.
that's the only line that Ah Tommy said. So there you go.
But yeah, this is perfect level of low budget gore kill. Yeah, I mean,
Silly,
that's.
silly, fun action. Killing Nazis. I'm here for it, always. It's my movie, so I get to grade it first. What should we grade it out of?
Out of five this week. Because Trump ended five wars this
Five.
week.
Five Nazis. Four point five. Yes. I am always on board with a revenge movie. I'm always on board with a Nazi killing movie. And I feel like this was just silly and dumb enough to make me happy. And so I enjoyed watching this movie. 4.5.
3.9.
0.9.
Almost four.
Three
Yeah, I like it,
point
but it's
nine.
I'm gonna give this a 4.9.
Oh, wow.
It's not a five. It's not a five, but
No.
it is almost, it's a 4.85. That's
Love
the number.
that.
Eight
I
five.
love that.
This is
Yes.
every This is not Aladdin, not the
is
Titanic. This is not a
Aladdin,
5.0.
if I can
This is not
Aladdin.
Aladdin. What are we doing? A
This
5?
is
This is not
exactly
perfect cinema.
this is exactly it is perfect cinema for a
It's
low
not
budget
Once Upon a
action
Time in
movie.
Hollywood.